you can dial in toll-free to control the airwaves. Bring up anything you would like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
All right. So, of course, so we will talk to you about anything. There was some pretty big news that I guess hit at some point yesterday. We kind of, I guess I mentioned Ron Paul on the air, but I didn't really say what was going on. According to various different sources, this one, nationaljournal.com, Ron Paul is back in the race, or he's close. Apparently he's formed one of those exploratory campaign committees.
I still don't know what that means.
I don't know either. Don't ask me. Politics can be very confusing. There are all kinds of statuses and things that need to be done legally before you can...
I don't think you have to have an exploratory committee. I think it's just an opportunity to fundraise in a certain way.
So, anyway, the article talks about how Ron Paul ran back in 1988 as a libertarian, and then, of course, as you probably know, he ran in 2008 as a Republican, made quite the splash by actually appearing in national-level debates with some of the other Republican candidates, and really kind of brought the ideas of liberty to a forefront, at least as forefront as they could be in a national campaign where the media does everything they can to blackball you and ignore you, which, of course, is typically what happens to libertarian candidates. They still did as much as they could to Ron Paul, but they still had to kind of give him a little bit of airtime.
I think National Review has a poll up right now. Is Ron Paul's campaign a joke?
Jeez, it's already started.
Well, of course. I think this time around he's going to have a lot more attention because – just what people have seen in the past few years, he's a lot more viable of a candidate now.
I agree that he's got a lot of predictions right, and that his name's out there. I think that one thing that'll kill a candidate is their age. And
literally.
Well, indeed. And
he's 75.
Yeah, he's 75, and that means that he'll finish his presidency at 80. People look at that. I think he'll be the oldest man to win the office the first time.
Really?
I believe that's the case. That's a pretty tough hedge to jump over, even for a spry Dr. Paul. I think that is probably the biggest thing that he's facing. That's why I'd like to see a Gary Johnson and Ron Paul combination candidacy. I think that those two guys bring different constituencies to the table.
Did Gary Johnson say he was 68 or 58?
58.
58, okay. So you got a much younger guy there, and we've talked to Gary Johnson, and he seems to be a relatively liberty-oriented person. He was pretty straightforward, and I guess he gets along with Ron Paul, so who knows, Mark? Maybe, you know, anything's possible, whether or not one of them wants to be, I guess, demoted to the vice presidential level, I guess will be the ultimate question. Will it be an ego battle between the two of them? I don't know. Time remains, so we will see, I guess, what happens in due time. But I figure it was worth a mention here that it looks like, by all indications, Ron Paul is getting back into the race. And indeed, as you pointed out, Meg, he's certainly better positioned now than he was 4 years ago from a public knowledge standpoint.
Yeah.
More people know the name Ron Paul. And, of course, we already know that 4 years ago, he did incredible campaign fundraising.
Oh, yeah.
Fundraising that any libertarian candidate would have.
Any candidate in general. I mean, didn't he make more money in one day than any candidate has ever done?
I believe that's true.
$20 million
or something.
Incredible. The whole apparatus was incredible.
Yeah, and it wasn't even him, of course. It was the activists that surrounded his campaign that actually did all that stuff.
I remember his... what is it, the financial or fundraiser campaign manager for him, was just sort of astonished. Like, he gave this speech just like, we were really surprised. We didn't know. We didn't set this up. This just happened.
So I guess, we'll keep you in the loop here as to what happens with Ron Paul. But as of now, it's probably a definite. I mean, it's close to definite that he's going to be in the 2012 presidential race.
There'll be a lot of people who are very disappointed if he's not.
Well, I think it's also very interesting, even if they don't, Mark, go with the Paul/Johnson candidacy campaign combo that you're talking about, I think that even if they don't do that, then you're going to get two liberty-oriented or relatively liberty-oriented people in that Republican debate, which should be interesting. I mean, to have two people up there talking about ending the war on drugs, in a Republican debate would be...
In a debate in general.
Right.
Kind of
this
impressive.
Is true. Yeah, that is an issue that is that just does not tend to be brought up. Whether it will be brought up is another question. But if it were, then it would really start to put those ideas... Because like, when Ron Paul is alone, he's a crazy old man, you know? But if he's backed up by this other guy that's 58 and they're both on the same stage together... So I don't think it would be the end of the world either if they both ended up running in the same primary together. Because it's pretty unlikely that either of them will actually win, given that they, you know, they would have to garner the votes of a bunch of warmongering Republicans.
I don't know that that's the answer. I mean, the fact is that Gary Johnson has the executive experience. He's got the 700 vetoes while 8 years in office, the most vetoing governor in the history of the United States, and more than any other governor at the time.
Anything's possible, Mark. But for somebody who's a Republican to not be just a vicious warmonger is going to be really tough for most of the Republican folks to stomach.
Republicans are sick and tired of spending. I mean, you can talk to a lot of Republicans these days that are sick of spending money on wars.
Is that right? Is that because it's Barack Obama now? Is that why they're tired of it? Because they didn't seem tired of it back in the Bush administration.
They sure didn't, but well, I mean, it's been 4 more years of it now.
And now they're just going to say they're spending the money on the wrong wars.
I just don't care. You know? And to me, it doesn't matter if they talk about the wars that we're in being the wrong wars. I'd love to have an academic debate over whether or not the World War II was the right war to be in over spending money on being in Libya or Afghanistan or Iraq or, you know, Pakistan.
Well,
or,
and Mark, I know that you weren't happy with some of the, I guess, the financial decisions on the part of the Paul campaign.
I feel like it was a lot of indecision on the part of the Paul campaign.
And I agree with you. I think that there's some mistakes were made. I don't regret giving the campaign money, but then again, I only gave him a few $100s, not like a couple thousand or anything. So I gave him a few $100s, and I thought it was worthwhile because it got the word out about the ideas of freedom. But this time around, I'm going to... Yeah, I think it'd be also interesting to have you know, kind of play the candidates off of one another. Like, let's see who's going to be the more hardcore liberty candidate. Will it be Gary Johnson, or will he kind of moderate his message more like a politician? Or will will Gary Johnson shine as the clear liberty-oriented candidate between he and Ron Paul? I don't know.
Yeah, I feel really torn about the whole situation because while I do support the message of freedom and it's a great sounding board for it, you know, even if by some chance he got into office and he became president, I still wouldn't like the government. So why support something that I'm not going to like either way? So,
well, yeah, it's not to support the government. It's not to support, for me, it's not to support the government or
but
support politics.
The message definitely is a better sounding board with, you know, somebody that high up.
For me, it's for getting the word out and what happens as a result of that, the kind of tangential things that people who find Ron Paul find Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm. People who find, you know, Gary Johnson now might search for him and find our interview with him, for instance. And that will lead them to a real principled message of freedom. Or they'll find the Free State Project. We've found people that are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project who will say, I'm here because of the Ron Paul campaign.
I am indirectly as a result. I mean, I came to New Hampshire to film the primary, and that's when I found out about the Free State Project. So, like, indirectly responsible.
So, really, it's more of a way to use the politicians in their campaigns and all the attention that they're given as a springboard for taking people to whatever that next level is.
And once you start down the path of liberty, once you start learning these things, there's no stopping it and there's no unlearning it. So, you can only go forward.
I tend to agree with that statement, although
there's the rare case.
Right, there's like two people that I'm aware of that claim that they are no longer libertarian or they are no longer of a liberty mindset. I shouldn't use that libertarian term. It's been so just kind of crapped on over the years. More coming up here. Your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. I mean, what else do you say about Ron Paul? I mean, he's going to be past all of the attacks at this point.
Right.
How else
you
can they attack
him? You can't call him quixotic if Gary Johnson's standing on the stage with him.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can dial in toll free, bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can go watch and listen and interact, because our chat room is built into this very same page. So just go to cam.freetalklive.com. And you can do those things there. Again, cam.freetalklive.com By the way, the CAM is brought to you by Memory Dealers. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. MemoryDealers.com. They include SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, NPACs, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. That's MemoryDealers.com. Coming up, we'll tell you about Meg is going to tell us about a homeless mom that is being sent to jail because she sent her child to government school. We will explain that confusing story for you here in a moment. But first, your calls about what you want. Aaron is listening in Ohio. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Yeah, the topic I wanted to talk about was the one that you guys had posted on your website a few days ago. It was about the one involving a dude who posted a vulgar song to children on YouTube, and he's spending 2 months in prison. Did you see that one?
Yeah, that's right. We did talk about that one on the air. It wasn't us that posted it. It was one of our listeners.
Just
that,
to be clear, that
right,
you can
right,
go and...
That's
you,
what I'm saying.
Okay. Right. Yeah, any listener can go and post. Any of you out there can go and post at freetalklive.com, whatever it is you find online that's interesting. In this case, oh gosh, I'm spacing on what his name was. Well, anyway, the guy had sung a song in front of a group of children in an elementary or first grade school classroom. It was a completely innocuous song, which he sung in front of the class, and then later he had video cameras recording this event. Later, he cut in a different version of the song, an explicit version of that same tune, and during the explicit lyrics was showing children's faces as though that they were reacting to him saying very pornographic kind of lyrics. And yeah, that guy's going to jail for 60 days and will be ordered to stay away from children. After that point, will be on probation, I think, for it was 2 years.
Yep.
And there were a handful of other restrictions as well. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, the thing that was about that story was that I was that's not exactly what I wanted to get into, but that is just the basis of it. Was I was talking with one of my relatives about this story, and my relative told me that she thought that it was okay, saying that profanity is not protected under the First Amendment. And I said, yeah, it is. and I wanted to know, what is your thoughts on that? Like the words that I can't say on the air, what do you think? Do you think those are protected by free speech?
Of course they are. speech is speech, and profanity is speech, and so therefore profanity is protected by the First Amendment. If you're talking about it being on the air, that wouldn't enter into this situation. So I can either discuss whether or not this young man didn't broadcast anything over the air.
Right.
But wait a minute, it does enter into the situation because it could give people the fact that certain words aren't allowed on the air could give people a mistaken interpretation of what free speech means. They may jump to the conclusion that, well, because these radio stations are getting fines, clearly, you know, that these things are not included in free speech. You cannot say the F-bomb or the S-bomb and that's not part of free speech. It gives people that impression. But what's going on, actually, is the FCC has actually since the old, let's see, which case was it? Pacifica, I think is what it was, in the 1970s, the old Supreme Court case involving George Carlin and the Seven Dirty Words skit being played on the airwaves. Ever since then, the FCC has been relatively, well, in fact, not at all likely to take a free speech issue all the way to the Supreme Court. And just recently, they have lost at appeals court levels in the cases with Fox, I think it was Fox and ABC, a couple of different television.
Fleeting expletives,
yeah. And they've lost those cases. And there was news recently in the industry publications that said that the FCC is taking this issue now to the Supreme Court. So for
I welcome that.
For literally for decades, this has not been addressed by the Supreme Court. When this decision was first made, the court was dealing with three networks. You know, there was CBS, there was ABC, and there was, you know, NBC, and it was all over the air, and nobody had ever even fathomed the idea of cable broadcasting at that point. Certainly not the internet and all of these different competing audio realms and video realms, to where if the Supreme Court is anything like the appeals courts as far as what they're going to do, the FCC may very well have the entirety of all of its profanity rules completely overturned.
But it doesn't, and I wish that the one bad thing about the George Carlin skit, which is funny as heck, the seven dirty words you can't say, first off, there's a repetition, F and then M, mother F, those words are the same word, right? You can say mother, so.
That kind of bugged me for a little while.
The reason he said it is because it rhymes well. But the second part is that it gave people the impression that the FCC lays out rules on words you can say and words you can't say, which is an absolute lie. The FCC does something really stupid and says that you can't say something that might be offensive to the community or something like that.
Broadcast. Community standards.
Standards. So at that point, you know, who is the community? What are the standards? It leaves this everything up in the air, and the broadcaster has no idea. Now, even if the Supreme Court were to lay down, look, you're never allowed to say these words on the radio, I would welcome a ruling that was just clear fascism as opposed to nebulous fascism.
Yeah, and my question has always been, what if you say a dirty word in a different language? How does that work?
If they don't get a complaint, then it's like it never happened.
Yeah, and so that's just so arbitrary.
Say again?
Unless someone who understands the foreign language understands that word.
Well, correct. I mean, there are Spanish radio stations in different markets in this country, and those listeners are going to be likely Spanish-speaking folks. And if you curse up a storm there, if one of them submits that to the FCC, then that station could get a fine. If you say it to a primary audience of people that cannot speak Spanish, then you probably get away with it.
So the real lesson here is to learn to cuss in Urdu.
I don't know if we've addressed appropriately your question, however.
Well, no, I think so. A couple other things I wanted to talk about involving this issue was that my relative was talking about was the reason she said that, like, one of the reasons why she said certain words like the F word and the S word are vulgar and not speech was because what they mean. And that was like, that's kind of weird because there are words that mean the same things as the F word and the S word that aren't considered vulgar. Like instead of the F word, you can say screw, and instead of the S word, you can say crap. Like, if I were to go, and the fact is that there are people in, like, there's actually parts of this country where people have gotten fined for saying the F word and the S word in public, but just saying, ah, F word, or ah, F word.
Yeah, clearly there is no real freedom of speech in this country.
Right.
I mean, the idea that radio stations, they can put these words on the air and take a risk if they want to, but the thing is, they're risking their license. So they've already given up their freedom in return for running a radio station that is running licensed, and so that therefore they become subject to all these FCC rules. Of course, the FCC will then threaten anybody that doesn't get a license that decides to start up a radio station. But then again, the FCC has never actually, from what I understand, actually gone to court to try to collect money from the pirates that they issue fines to who don't pay them. So thank you for the call tonight, because they're afraid of dealing with a First Amendment issue on that case.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. We've got listening options. You want a broadband stream? We've got that. Dial-up stream, maybe be more to your taste. You can find that there, too, at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you'll get details on the other ways to get the show in your ears, including 95 great radio stations from coast to coast that carry the show at various different times throughout the week, our satellite listening options like XM, as well as our free-to-air satellite channel, the mobile listening options, including our listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance, as well as our webcam. You can go get all those details and get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Well, you know, gold and silver have been up. They've been down a little bit. I think they're down a little bit today. That means, well, it's a kind of a good day to buy. Go to gold.freetalklive.com, check the rates, see that they compare them to other companies. It may be difficult, though, with the way gold and silver is going up and down. It's my experience dealing with gold.freetalklive.com, Midas Resources is the company that handles this for us, that they are some of the lowest in the industry. I think it's possible for you to go on, say, eBay or something like that and spend a lot of time looking for things, but you just can't get the quantities that you need. The easiest way to do it is go to gold.freetalklive.com, and they'll send it right to your door, and it'll all be taken care of. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Here's a little bit more on the news regarding the FCC. People were wondering whether or not they were going to go forth with appealing what happened with an appeals court. It was the second U.S. Court of Appeals that essentially ruled that the FCC does not have the ability to fine radio stations for fleeting expletives because the agency's policy, according to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, is, quote, unconstitutionally vague.
Well, is it ever?
So there was a huge legal smackdown against the FCC, and they actually did decide to take this to the Supreme Court, according to Talkers Magazine.
Because it would be easier than having to actually write a new, more constitutionally, less vague. I mean, for God's sakes, offensive to community standards? What does that mean?
Yeah, because my standards are very, very different than even just yours.
So. Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely. So a little more detail here. This from Talkers Magazine, where the FCC is asking the Supreme Court to rule on its appeal. If the Supreme Court of the U.S. agrees to hear the case, it will be the first time since the Pacifica case in 1978 that the issue of broadcast indecency was heard by the court. Talkers legal editor Stephen Wiseman has written that the FCC's taking this case to the Supreme Court could be a risky move for the agency, since the mood of the court seems to favor the appeals court's ruling. In a related ruling on a procedural question last year, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the following, quote, Red Lion and Pacifica were unconvincing when they were issued, and the passage of time has only increased doubt regarding their continued validity.
That's Clarence Thomas?
That's correct.
Oh, they're screwed.
And
they're not going to win anything. The people that you could have expected to vote...
The conservatives, you mean?
Right. Would have been Scalia and Thomas. If you've got Thomas issuing an opinion like this, there's no way.
Right, and this was an opinion on a case that didn't have anything to do with the constitutionality of this. And so there has been a situation where, and I don't think they cite it here, but actually... I think it was in this case that they're referencing where they kind of let this opinion out about how unconstitutionally vague the regulations were. They, at one point, they actually suggested that constitutional issues should be brought in front of the Supreme Court. Like, we can't rule on the constitutionality of this because that's not the question before us. What was before them, this is how dumb courts can be, the question before them, they can only rule on the actual questions that have been appealed. And so the question that was appealing, or that was being appealed, was a procedural question. So they used that opportunity to say, hey, we might be willing to overturn this if somebody will take this to the Supreme Court. And so now it looks like they will have their opportunity to do so. Clarence Thomas continued saying that the ruling in these two cases had made a deep intrusion into the First Amendment rights of broadcasters. So maybe, we can keep our fingers crossed and hope that the broken clock strikes correctly at some point here and we'll actually have some kind of repeal or significant change to the broadcast so-called decency standards in this country.
Yeah, I think I'm not looking forward to the day that people can drop the F-bomb and the S-bomb on radio. It's not the freedom that really sparks my soul, but I do think that you will see maybe even less pandering to sexual and scatological topics.
Why?
Because at that point, there's nothing to pander to. There's no way to dance around the world.
You aren't the edgy person if you do it anymore. You aren't the edgy shock jock or whatever. You're just the guy who's being crude.
There was some morning crew when I was a kid that used to substitute the word Vulcan for the gerund of the F-bomb, right? Mm-hmm. And they'd say, oh, that Vulcan, Ian, he's Vulcan stupid.
Uh-huh.
And, it was a couple of chuckleheads, right, having a good time. And they were clever because I guess they were the first ones to come up with, at least on the radio, using this, or at least at that time in the area. Who knows? And it was kind of clever, so they were able to play with that, and they got all kinds of mileage out of it. There'd be no mileage for that if it didn't occur that way.
Yeah, and I've always told people that when I watch cartoons that have cussing in it, it's so much funnier when they bleep it. Just for some reason, to see a bleep in the middle of a cartoon just makes you laugh so much more than seeing, a cartoon character cuss.
Yeah, it's true, because you don't really know what they said.
Yeah.
And people worry that suddenly their oldies station is now going to have the jock coming in and dropping the F-bomb in the middle of this. And that's just silly.
It's hard to sell that.
What do you mean sell it?
It's hard to sell it from a sales perspective.
Oh, you'd never be able to sell it from a sales perspective.
So that's what works in radio is what sells. And if profanity sells, then people will do it. And there may be a small market for that. But otherwise, I think the vast majority of radio stations will probably still keep it clean.
Of course they will, because they have the standards of their station that make sense for their audience and their advertisers.
Right.
This is like suggesting raising the minimum wage raises all the wages for everybody. It doesn't. It just raises the floor on wages. And so, you know, all this is a minimum. It's only going to affect the morning shows and the edgy talk shows. Some stations will want to carry that. Some won't. Here's a little warning for you, Grandma. Don't tune in to, you know, 97.7.
Jack Paul in the morning.
Yeah.
All right. So here's a little more information from another industry publication, this one, radio-info.com. Where they also mentioned that another appellate court has recently tossed out a $1.2 million FCC fine for a brief flash of a woman's bare behind on NYPD Blue. Those judges also found that the standard was impermissibly vague. Now it's up to the Supreme Court. If it refuses to accept the administration's appeal, then in that case the FCC indecency policy is in tatters, because that essentially means that the Supreme Court, if they refuse to accept it, is basically backing the other court's decision.
Yes.
And the other court's decision was against the FCC. So, and then if the high court, and the high court won't have offered any guidance to the agency. If it takes the case and rules against the FCC, it will anger some social conservatives, maybe not libertarians, they say. Though, who knows, it might uphold the FCC, which would put radio and TV right back into a perilous world of trying to keep a sputtering football coach or stressed out NASCAR driver from causing a $325,000 fine.
It doesn't seem like it. The most reasonable avenue here, and I'm not saying I'm going for the, I'm not looking for this. I'm just saying what the most reasonable avenue here is to fleeting expletives. You know, just you have to the television station has to have shown due diligence in trying to prevent these sorts of things.
Yeah, but we're not going to turn off our dump machine. I mean, if this actually happens, we're not going to shut down the dump machine. It's useful because it kind of acts as a buffer between people that just want to F around by getting on the air and dropping some sort of a nasty curse word,
yeah.
Just to kind of cause trouble, and it kind of creates a buffer there. And plus, we do have to be concerned with what our stations will think from an advertising perspective, and we might as well protect them. So, more coming up here at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. If you want to talk about free speech, you're welcome to Free Talk Live.
Could this really be the end of America as we know it? Recently, one of the most widely read financial journalists in the country explained how a single event in the next 12 months will likely shake the very foundation of our nation. He says this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it will change everything about your normal way of life. Could this really happen? The same man was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And now, to get the word out on what he believes will be the most important event in our nation's past 50 years, this journalist has created an eye-opening video you can watch online for free. You may never think about America the same way again.
You can find the free video at endofamerica33.com. Please note this video contains offensive material. Viewer discretion is advised. Watch this free video at www.endofamerica33.com. That's endofamerica33.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there for free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter through that website. You enter Amazon, actually, through that link. Because there are links to the U.S. Amazon, the Canadian Amazon, the U.K., and the German Amazon there. You enter into the appropriate Amazon for where you live and get your shopping done, and you can feel good because you're getting great deals. It's Amazon, the same great prices, huge selection you're used to. And Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale when you enter through our link, which is shop.freetalklive.com. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. However, you can't buy prescription medications through Amazon.
Sure can, but you can do that through meds.freetalklive.com. If you're getting your prescription medications at a local pharmacy, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your medications at discount as high as 70% off. Actually, it's higher than that in some cases. They'll deliver them right to your door. They'll consult you on what kind of medications you need, what kind of medications you don't need. They'll help you out through the process entirely. They have hired a secondary firm to do the inspecting just to make sure that your prescription medications are the ones you order. There's no counterfeiting there. That the, if you've been prescribed a generic one, that you'll get the generic. That if you've been prescribed the name brand, that you'll get the name brand. You can rest assured that their customer service is excellent. I've been through the process. They'll walk you through every step of the way, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, so the toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Moving from the issue of free speech to the issue of whether or not you should be able to not go to jail if your kids go to government school. It's one of the most confusing stories I've heard about, and it's right at the top, actually, of freetalklive.com tonight. Of course, our website allows you to actually control the content of our website, so feel free to hop on over there and get interactive in that way. But, Meg, you've got the story.
Yeah, I was looking for stuff on public school, and this showed up and happens to be the top of Free Talk Live, so that's good as well. But there's a story out of Connecticut. A homeless woman in Connecticut has been arrested for one of the most unthinkable reasons imaginable. She sent her son to school. She was arrested last week and charged with first-degree larceny for stealing $15,686, the cost of public school education for her six-year-old son. And to make matters worse, the child's babysitter, who provided documentation that said the boy lived at her Norwalk address, was evicted from her public housing unit for her role in his education.
So is the idea here that there have been cases in the past where the school systems in various areas will actually go and investigate people? They'll send a police officer to go and see if children actually live where they are claimed to have lived.
Well, this says that the school he attended was in Norwalk, which had recently decided to crack down on infiltrators.
Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
Lord. Infiltrator meaning a parent who, or a set of parents, who believes that one government school is better than another government school. And because the government school system in most places is set up geographically, and that if you live in a certain area, your child will have to go to a specific school that has been assigned to that area, the so-called infiltrators, the first time I've heard that term, describe someone who will maybe falsify a document to suggest that, or have grandpa say that their son lives with them, which if grandpa lives in a different school district, then that would result in this your child going to a different school. They get very, very upset about this.
Apparently so. The mayor was quoted as saying, "This now sends a message to the other parents that may have been living in other towns and registering their kids with a phony address."
Sending a message. But that just sounds so extreme, doesn't it?
Every time they do it, it scares me. Whenever they talk about sending a message.
And it's like, first of all, $15,686.
Jeez.
That's the cost of one child's public education.
That's insane.
That's just, I mean.
So shouldn't she be compensated for whatever school district they believe that she's supposed to have been, in? Shouldn't she be compensated that amount from that school district then? I mean, she didn't get the education there. She sent it to another school. Shouldn't it be offset in some way? I don't really understand.
They're just punishing her. That's all.
Also, she's homeless.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's like, where was she supposed to send her kid? And the fact that kids are now in many, many areas, if they're out of school, it's considered truancy loss.
Sure. And the parents are held responsible for that,
so
too.
So she would have gone to jail or been, arrested on that charge.
There's no winning in this situation, except for making it so these government bureaucrats do not know that your kids exist in the first place.
Yeah.
And that's the best way to keep yourself safe from their stupid, oppressive rules and to keep your children safe from their awful indoctrination system as well.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, this woman just wanted to get her child educated. I'm sure she doesn't, she isn't aware of all the bureaucracy and all the horrible things that go into government education, but she was trying.
So she saw one, she knew a person, that person had a home. I'll use that address.
Sure.
This person's close to me. They don't mind
sitting. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think anybody should send their kids to government school, but.
Yeah, that's a horrible idea.
I don't blame anybody for feeling like they can only do that or feeling like that's their only option because the system is set up that way. But it's just so just tyrannical. And again, the attitude of this will send a message to the rest of you parents out there. Don't you try any funny stuff.
And the fact that they're charging her with larceny, I mean, that's
insane. Has she been convicted? Was this a plea bargain? I missed that point.
This was a recent arrest.
Okay.
It was just last week.
So she's just been charged at this point.
And
she should probably take the plea bargain, whatever it is.
The idea of sending a message shows that there's, that essentially you're not getting justice in this circumstance. Sending a message means, basically, what I hear it mean, when I hear it said, means we're going to crack down on this person so that we don't need to crack down on the rest of them. This is kind of an efficiency model that the government uses in order to, we'll just be really tyrannical to one person. That way it'll scare the heck out of 1,000, and then
how's that worked?
I don't think that enough people are tuned in and care.
Exactly. How many people are paying attention to the news, the local news, and this particular story?
Especially if they're homeless.
Yeah. So is there more to the story that we need to know about?
No, the rest of the story is basically opinion from the author of the story.
Now, you've got a quote that's kind of interesting to tie in here, and you said it was from Benjamin Rush, who I guess was a constitutional signer or something?
He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and he was a big proponent for the creation of the public school system. And I read an essay that he wrote, and this is a quote out of it that just sort of gives you an idea of what the public school system is for. Let our pupil be taught that he does not belong to himself, but that he is public property. That was the goal of public school.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the United States, the birthplace of fascism. That's an extraordinarily fascist statement. The idea that the government owns you.
Mm-hmm.
And this
public
comes,
property.
Yeah, from his essay that's titled, A Plan for the Establishment of Public Schools.
Yeah.
That's what they were based off of.
That should send a chill down anyone's spine who has not already associated themselves with the knowledge of this kind of information. If you're just tonight coming across these ideas for the first time, then that should be a real heads up to you. Because you can tell yourself whatever story you want to about, oh, well, the teachers, they love, you know, the children, and they're trying to do their best, and they're working within the system, and then we've got the PTA and the school board, and, you know, they all care about children, no doubt. No doubt about it. I know people that are teachers, and I've met people that are on the school board, and I really believe that these are individuals who want what's best for young people. I don't think they're part of some kind of conspiracy. They didn't sign on to Benjamin Rush's original proclamation from the 1700s or whenever that was written and say, I agree that I believe that the children are tools of the state and that we own them and they are our, you know, cattle. I don't think that there's any kind of conspiracy theory here. At least at the lower levels, I'm not going to say that they're not plotting this way at the, you know, the upper administrative levels in these government school bureaucracies.
They don't have to. It's subliminal. They're not plotting that way even at the upper levels. It's subliminal because the government already believes that it owns you.
I see what you mean.
If the government didn't believe that it owned you, if you didn't believe that the government owned you, you wouldn't call them your taxes.
Yeah.
The fact is that the government levies against your labor a percentage of it, and that means that they believe that they own you. They own you and the activities that you do, and you really can't you can't divide those two from each other. So at the very fundamental level, we are taught as Americans, as people in just the whole world, basically like this, that your labor is owned by the government. They say the for the public good, but they don't really mean that. They mean the government.
Well, I mean, one of his other quotes from this is the principle of patriotism stands in the need of reinforcement of prejudice, which is created in the first 1 in 20 years of our lives.
More coming up here. Your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you want. San Francisco is supposed to be a progressive city, right? Why are they banning e-cigarettes? Well, at least just talking about it. We'll give you the details here in a moment at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Andro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.